Let's go to God in prayer. Father, please quiet me and speak through me. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. For those of you who came in a little bit after I made the announcement, you were given a small stone, and that's put place in your pocket, hold on to whatever you'd like to do. But whenever you touch it, remember to pray. So a building's foundation determines the quality of the building. A building's foundation determines the quality of a building. Now, I told you I needed your help today, and so I'm going to start with this section of the congregation over here. What are some common symptoms of a building that doesn't have a good foundation? And you can just shout them out. Cracks in the wall. How about this section? Water in the basement. Very good. Okay, how about this section over here? Mold. Okay, good. How about this section over here? It gets harder as we go along, doesn't it? Good. Yeah, maybe sloping floors. That happens. Okay, how about in the upper section? Not square. Many times you'll find that doors and windows don't close or they open unexpectedly. That's good. So what I'd like to say is that our prayer life and foundations have much in common. Sticking doors and windows. Maybe our prayer life is stuck in a rut. Cracks in the walls and leaks. Could we be allowing the world and its influence to leak into our prayers? Bulging or bowing walls. Maybe we're puffed up with pride, trying to tell God ahead of time what our expectations of our prayers are. Maybe sloping floors. Could we be on that slippery slope, not even remembering the last time we prayed? Gaps around windows and doors. Maybe we are not very energy efficient when we pray. Maybe we just take out our laundry list of things to pray for, rather than adoring God, confessing our sins, thanking Him for all that He's done in our lives, and then praying for other ones. Now, you heard the chancel chat about the foundation at Scripture Union at the different sites. Let me suggest that the boulders that are dropped into that foundation are like our prayers of petition. That's where we ask for things. Or prayers for intercession, where we ask for others. We ask, we listen, and we do. Our foundation of prayer determines the quality of our relationship with God. Our foundation of prayer determines the quality of our relationship with God. Okay, now I need your interaction again. And this time we'll go in a reverse order since those of you in the upper level had last chance. You'll get first chance now. Okay, so I asked you about some problems that a building can have if it didn't have a good foundation. How do we know a building has a good foundation? No cracks. Okay. Good. Okay, so and then we're going to go over to this section. Level floors. Okay, how about this section? Stands for hundreds of years, and what was in the back? Excellent. Out of the building code. How about this section? Windows that open. Okay, how about over here? Solid ground, big market price. Keeps the rain out. Okay, excellent. Our New Testament reading today from Luke 6 emphasized that we need a firm foundation of having a relationship with Jesus Christ and must do what He asks us to do. That is, to hear my words and put them into practice. Isn't that what a good relationship is all about? Now, I know occasionally, and my wife is sitting up there in the choir, occasionally, my wife and I get really busy. I get really busy here at church. She gets really busy here at church and in some of her teaching sorority activities. And so she will ask me occasionally, Mike, can we just get away for a couple of days? So she asks, I listen, and then I do. And what I mainly do is get on the computer, and if you haven't looked at Groupon Getaways, that site, it's a great site. We've gone to Niagara Falls for 3 days, Chicago for 3 days. Just recently went to Frankenmuth for the day. I'm not into real long vacations, as you can probably tell. Our foundation of prayer determines the quality of our relationship with God. God's heart has got to hurt at times. He aches when we are distant and preoccupied. He mourns when we are not drawn near to Him. He grieves when we are obsessed with a life of noise, crowds, climbing, pushing, frustration, fear, and intimidation. He longs for us to come home, to have a conversation with Him, and to renew our relationship with Him. Many of you are familiar with the story of when a disciple asked Jesus to teach them about prayer. Now, I purposely kept the sound crew out of this one because I don't want you to look at it visually. I just want you to listen. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When He finished, one of His disciples said to Him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Then He said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who thank or to those who ask Him? Thanks be to God for His holy word. So what was the prayer from this passage I read? The prayer at the beginning, commonly called, I need your help again. The Lord's Prayer, absolutely. So this is a prayer that's mainly petitionary. It is a prayer that we use to ask or request things. It does show that we are forever dependent upon God. There are 3 verbs of petition that are in the main body of this prayer. Give, forgive, and deliver. Give us this day our daily bread. This sentiment is completely in line with our servant Savior, who provided and still provides trivialities of humankind. Wine for those who are celebrating, food for the hungry, rest for the weary, a as well as tackling our ultimate need of providing for our salvation by going to the cross in our place. Forgive us our debts. Remember, we are only forgiven if we forgive others. This is a conditional request. It is a miracle of grace whereby the offense no longer separates us from the one who broke our bond of trust. We are assured by Jesus, written in Matthew 6:14, if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Deliver us from evil. Jesus is requesting that we ask for rescue from the evil one, namely Satan. A few weeks ago, we sang Luther's hymn that included the phrase, "The Prince of Darkness Grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure, and one little word shall fell him." So what is that one little word? Well, I think John 1:1 sums it up. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Our foundation of prayer determines the quality of our relationship with God. Jesus completes this concise, content-rich, model-based lesson about prayer, but he complements it with a short parable or story. I need your help one more time, and this time it's open to the whole congregation. Shout out your answer. How would you describe the guy who needs bread?
Hungry.
Needy. Persistent. Okay. Didn't give up. Good. What time does Jesus say we can come and ask for something that is desperately needed? Yeah, really any time. In our parable, it's midnight, which is probably the worst time to come to the Hoffman House because everybody's in bed, or most everybody, maybe not our kids. So what picture does Jesus paint of the bread provider? Reluctant, maybe? What else? Willing to do something? Okay, he's very faithful, and he's abundantly generous, okay, to get up out of bed to give his neighbor 3 loaves of bread. This kind of reminded me of a short story that I'll share with you. A couple weeks ago, I took the youth groups along with Chris, and we went out and we had a French fry tasting we wanted to find who served the best French fries. So we started by going to Five Guys, which is a hamburger place over on the hill. I had never been there before. So we walked in. There were 15 of us. So Chris and I got everybody to sit down, and then I went up to the counter to order. And I have to admit, I was kind of taken back because I'm used to McDonald's-like prices. And I went up to the counter, and the French fries were like $3, $5, and $7. And I'm thinking, $7? You know, I usually don't let that much money out of my wallet. So I thought, okay, I'll go for the medium-sized cup of fries. And so the French fry guy poured them out of the basket into a cup, and the cup was only about this big. And I'm thinking, 15 of us. We're each going to get maybe 2 fries at the most. But then the guy put the cup in a bag and took the French fry holder that he fried the French fries in and dumped all the rest of the fries. So we had a whole bag full of fries. Once again, this reminded me how abundantly generous God is, just like the guys at Five Guys French Fries. Not only does God provide us with our daily needs, but he also sends us believers to the Holy Spirit to live within us. Jesus wants relationship, and as Paul says in Ephesians 4:12, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. I'm going to ask now that Jennifer come forward
journey began when I decided to move to the U.S. For my master's. Actually, it was not my decision. It was my father in heaven who decided and convinced me and my family of his decision. Before leaving my home country, I went to church and prayed only one thing. Lord, I do not have any confidence and courage to move to a foreign land and live a life on my own. But if it may be your will, let you lead me and guide me into it. God took this prayer very seriously that he not only guided me, but completely transformed me into a new person. But this happened through continuous struggles and prayers which brought me closer and closer to God. Through prayer, I became so close to God that now I share all my feelings, complaints, joy, happiness, struggles, feelings of anxiety, everything to him. And for all these prayers, he shares his own peace and joy with me. So now prayer has given me good understanding of his will for me. Now I no more need to have fear and anxiety for anything. If I may have fear or anxiety, I just say, Father, take control of the situation. And he does it and fills my heart with his peace. Before prayer became an integral part of my life, I used to struggle within myself. I am an introvert, so I don't have many friends and I don't talk much to others. Whatever problems I had, I keep it close within me, I compress it within me, and one day it explodes in the form of anger. So when this was happening in my life, God saw this happening for a long time and invited me to pray. When I prayed through the Word of God in the Gospel, he gave me counseling to solve all my problems because he is the mighty counselor. Prayer paved the way for the Holy Spirit to enter my life and guide me in every moment. Prayer made me gain more understanding of God and helped me humble myself before him. We became close friends, a friend that I had never before. My relationship with God has strengthened me so much. Now I have his presence with me always. His love, peace, and joy lighting up my every day.
So, Jennifer, I'd like to thank you for sharing with us and also for being a part of this church family. Our foundation of prayer determines the quality of our relationship with God. Friends, it's time to examine our prayer life for symptoms of problems with the foundation that can have a direct impact on the quality of our relationship with God. Let's start right now as we enter into prayer. Let's pray. Dear Father, we don't desire to treat you like an imagined genie in a brass lamp, but we do need to ask that you provide us and those that we pray for with daily necessities. Please give us the means to get what is needed for today, not necessarily those things that we think we or others need. Forgive us of the infinite offenses to your goodness that we have committed, most of all, those ones that we are not even aware of. Please increase our awareness, and if we ask for things that are destructive, please do not lead us into temptation. We ask that you protect us and all those that we pray for from the harm of the evil one. Today, we ask in particular that you protect those who are in situations in which sharing the gospel is life-threatening. Please soften our hearts of those who know that you are calling to relationship, whether allowing family, tradition, or culture to interfere with your gift of eternal salvation. For yours is the kingdom and the honor